we'll have you start with an opening statement.
I thought Duke played an unbelievable game tonight. We came in with a game plan to keep them out of transition. I thought they turned us over with their pressure defense early. They jumped into a 1-2-2 press that really bothered us because we didn't have a lot of ball handlers on the floor. They took those turnovers, turned them into transition points, was great. I thought the crowd got involved. The atmosphere got the best of us the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game, which is a home court advantage. And from there, they just continued to play well. It was a struggle for us to score throughout the first half. And once you get down in this building and all the electricity and the energy and players playing at a high level, it's pretty hard to come back. So credit them tonight. They played extremely well. I thought they had a great game plan to pressure us. Also, we hadn't seen the 1-2-2 press. They surprised us with that, which affected the game. But a lot of credit to the home team. They did a great job tonight.
Questions for Coach Murphy.
Coach, has anybody been able to pass over the top of your zone like that?
No, not really. I think their size and athleticism, boded well. And then the game plan to get the ball to the high post with a quick cross the lane lob pass was great. They did a great job also of driving the dead areas of our zone as well before our forwards can bump and our guards can loop to cut them off. And once you penetrate our zone or any zone, and you got guys at the rim that are able to catch lobs, you can have success, and that's what happened tonight.
Anything else for Coach?
What was the experience like for your players, though, to play in this atmosphere and just kind of play on this type of a stage?
Well, it wasn't good. I mean, for me, in my opinion, those guys played their butts off. The atmosphere is electric. I had been here before, and I've been in a lot of great environments. We didn't play well. I thought the second half we settled in and we didn't play against the scoreboard but our own score, and it was maybe a 6 or 7 point game in the second half. And I just wanted our guys to continue to get better. And for us to come here, we're appreciative of getting this game and coming here, but it doesn't do much for us. We have to make sure we go back to the drawing board and not allow this game to hurt us on Saturday and Monday. We have a quick turnaround. And as I told my guys prior to this, beating Duke would be great, unbelievable opportunity, a great team, number one in the country. But ultimately for us, we want to put ourselves in position to win a MAC championship. If we win this game, it doesn't do that for us, nor would it put us in the NCAA tournament. So, again, great environment, great experience. The home team played tremendously well. And I thought the first 10 minutes, again, it was tough to overcome. A lot of energy. Once they dunk the ball a few times and the crowd gets going and it gets noisy, it's really tough to make adjustments from the bench. And, they did a great job. So credit the home team.
Thank you all.
All right. Thanks.